And over there in the NK, North Korea, I saw yesterday, Kim Jong-un is, he was driving a missile launcher yesterday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So he's literally behind the wheel of that thing. But just no matter what goes on in the world, we like to try to maintain a proper perspective and remind everyone that things could be worse. Of course, we've been enjoying the Olympic Games. We got Dad's birthday dinner tonight. I'm going to miss the women's figure skating.
Oh.
It's a big deal in the house. We're going to have to stay up late.
Oh, so you're going out to dinner.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Unless they have it on TV. Never mind. Happy birthday, Dad. And yesterday, it was a happy day at the Olympic Games, as we mentioned. We got a gold, Michaela Schifrin, coming through. And then was kind of was kind of inebriated by the time Mike Tirico interviewed her for the NBC primetime.
Hey, girl.
It's a pretty good interview. But the interview that we all want is that dog that ran onto the course yesterday during the women's cross-country skiing. Now, he did not disrupt any of the competition. It was like the perfect thing that ever could have happened right there. But he did follow two skiers across the finish line and ultimately ended up third.
Number three.
Right. So, see? Yeah, this happened yesterday. Now, Argentinian skier, I'm not even going to try. She ended up she was behind the whole thing, and she said it was just a fun experience. It's not normal. I don't know what he was doing here, but the finish wasn't a problem. Luckily, it went well. So it turns out this dog, and they say dog, wolf, like he's a big boy,
yeah,
very big boy. Now the games are in Italy, but this was a Czechoslovakian wolf dog who has the name Nazgul. Nazgul the dog, the wolf dog.
Yeah, and if something wanders anywhere that has wolf in its name and everyone lives, we're all better for it,
well,
right?
He looked like straight out of Game of Thrones, for crying out loud. It was like a dire wolf running.
I know, they're making him up in Dallas.
But he couldn't have been happier looking about the whole thing. Now, he lives nearby, and his owners are actually related to one of the event officials. But they were walking Nazgul, and Nazgul just broke free and was like, there's something going on over there, and I want to be a part of it. And he was. So he escaped from the yard, and he saw people were heading towards something, and he wanted to join them.
Let's go.
And the owner says Nazgul always looks for people, which is kind of scary when you have a wolf dog from Czechoslovakia involved.
But to be fair, I mean, these are guests in his country. He was being polite. What a good host.
At the end, he didn't get a medal, but he did get a lot of belly rubs. So Nazgul, the Olympic wolf dog, we might have to get him on the show, and that would be around 7:47. We do have, he'll like this. We can give him one of these gold medals. There you go.
He deserves it.
Things could be worse.
So there are a few things more embarrassing than when your credit card gets declined. Just ask the rapper and Olympic commentator Snoop Dogg.
Mo.
You see, he had a fine meal at the Cronox Gastro Pub in Livigno. Wings, a cheeseburger, nuggets, and fries. Are you a frat boy, Snoop Dogg? What are we eating? But then when he went to pay, the card was promptly rejected.
Oh.
But he's always enterprising.
Mm-hmm.
He then popped out 5 tickets to the snowboarding finals at the Olympics, and the owners were very, very pleased.
Wow.
Sofia Valmadre, who happens to be a daughter of the owners, sent out a grazie, Snoop, on the X platform.
We have a lot of dog-related Olympic news going on.
I know. Whoa, whoa.
Things could be worse. Well, when it comes to 17 days from now, we will all spring forward an hour. Or will we? Daylight saving time is coming up, and there's several bills in Congress right now trying to either extend it, trying to eliminate it, or just lock it in, depending on which side of the clock you stand on. And welcome to the Daylight Act of 2026. This is introduced by Representative out of Florida, Greg Stubbe. He calls for the clocks to slide forward, so he's still in favor of moving them forward.
Right.
Just not an hour. A half hour.
That's not even. That's not going to work.
He says, scientifically, losing a half hour of sleep is less harmful than an entire hour. And setting our clocks forward at all, he still says, is less desirable in the long run. But nonetheless, the Senate's been after this. I mean, last year, you may remember, they tried to get something. It's still dinking around Congress, the Sunshine Protection Act. And that would just be, we go to daylight saving time and we just stay there.
Hello? I mean, wouldn't this prevent, like, lots of deaths on the roadways and heart attacks and all the bad side effects of all this?
But as of yesterday, the half-hour bill remains in the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. So it'll probably be there for a couple more time changes because you know how fast they go.
Things could be worse.
Skip them forward a couple hours.
That's a lot of math.
I don't know. Could be worse.
You know, Kid Rock, he's everywhere these days. You can't slow him down, and he believes in America. Especially the man heading up the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy. RFK posted a very thirsty, shirtless video with Kid Rock, who also had no top on. Encourage followers to get active and eat real food. The video features the duo working out in a sauna, enjoying pickleball, a glass of milk by the pool, whole milk, okay?
Yeah.
None of this ridiculous skim malarkey.
Sure.
And Kennedy brags that he is a big fan of the carnivore diet. And much like when you started making out with your new bride in the morning next door.
Okay,
I will never be the same again.
You know, first of all, I do have to say, RFK's got a physique on him.
Tylenol.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice, that body.
He's ripped. I'll give him that.
And I was surprised Kid Rock, I mean, at least put the tank top on there. You know?
Not with the bus.
I can't get past the stash, man.
The dang-a-dang.
Yeah. Things could be worse. Things might get worse, actually, even by Saturday. It's possible as we have aircraft carriers mobilizing close to Iran, et cetera, strikes may come as early as this weekend. Because why not? It's the Olympic Games, for crying out loud. But meeting today in Washington, it's the inaugural meeting of, ironically, at the same time, Trump's Board of Peace.
Mm.
As major European allies jumping in and across the world. And of course, they all had to pay millions of dollars to jump in and be a part of this as the Justice League of America.
All the cool kids are doing it.
All to rebuild Gaza. So they will meet today. The Vatican, though, did say that they declined. In fact, Pope Leo has declined President Trump's offer to join his Board of Peace due to several concerns, says the Pope. Some of those concerns might be that you'd run into Kid Rock and RFK possibly working
out.
And you'd want to be away. Things could be worse. That's what they say. It's Hank FM.